Okay, sorry guys, because it didn't record, so now I'm just in the middle of this channeling. So I'm gonna ask you to get yourself relaxed. You can lie down, and we're going to start the meditation. So I'm going to ask you to visualize yourself in the Merkaba. This is the divine protective force field that we always have access to when we call upon Archangel Metatron to activate the divine Metatronic field. So close your eyes and take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. As we gather here tonight, in the winter solstice, in the grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, in tapping into the Aquarian age. We ask the Divine Creator Masters of Light, the galactic beings, the goddesses, the ascended masters, the angels and archangels, our enlightened ancestors, to come, surround us with their protection in creating a safe and sacred space. We call upon Archangel Raphael from the east, the green emerald ray of light. Visualize this emerald ray of light. Feel that energy in our heart chakra, opening the doors of the chambers of our heart, allowing and receiving unconditional love for ourselves, compassion and kindness, generosity towards others. Healing our holographic fields, we ask our soul fragments from all timeline, dimensions, space, and reality to anchor back into our body, Devas Spirit. We ask our higher selves, our body, Devas Spirit, to fully open, integrate, align, and activate, as above, so below, into our incarnated body. And feel that soul fractals anchoring back into your body. We ask Archangel Gabriel from the west. This beautiful white diamond light. Visualize the white diamond light like a cocoon of white light for purity. We ask Archangel Gabriel for insights. To announce to us the great awakening of our humanity in conjunction with Jupiter, the expansive planet that highlights our dominion. We are powerful, magnificent lights. We can transcend any victim, unconscious state of mind and condition. As we create this trajectory of our ascension, we are here being acknowledged for the great work that we have done. As you remain humble and pure, like a child in the kingdom of God, you are given this life to choose to fly with your wings. As we come to remind you, your true essence, anchored into your being, this truth will reveal itself as you awaken, becoming a great witness to the miracles of your own life, to the grace, the divine graces that you are receiving in participating in this great awakening. And as we remind you of your work, the planet Saturn is here, clearing your karma, your Saturn return. This is the timekeeper that wakes you up in every moment that you are alive, that you are not in your physical body forever. You are transitioning, and that this time that's given to you with Mother Earth is a sacred contract of your organic system between Mother Earth and your soul's blueprint. In this incarnation, you have chosen to be an anchor of golden light. This golden light of Christ consciousness is upon you. The Elohims, the co-creators of the multiverses, is upon you. You are the universe, expanding your mind, balancing your feminine and masculine energies, as there is no separation from your creation. Your mirrors is you. It is a hologram. This is the holographic fields of the unified consciousness. And when time permits you to have a glimpse of these heavenly bodies that are in synchronized, co-creating this harmonious, congruent fields of light and sound vibrations. This is your new medicine. The medicine that were tapped by your enlightened ancestors. It is time to gather support to remember. As we call upon the great Archangel Uriel from the north, this red ruby ray of light reminds us of our ancestors, the great knowledge, the ancient wisdom of the sage, the prophets, the seers. We ask Archangel Uriel to grant us this divine knowledge, this inner knowing that we are safe, protected, that there is nothing that we cannot transcend. We are the alchemist. We are the visionaries. You can co-create anything you imagine. Your imagination, when used in the right direction, can manifest with divine timing. In your action is going to accelerate. Your time is being accelerated. You are tapping into this no space and no time. As you think of something, it becomes. Your words and your thoughts are things. So let us be conscious of what we think, of how we think, and let go of any jealousy or any lower vibrations that is against someone's soul. This is the time to be fully conscious that we are acknowledging our humility, to be humbled enough that we are channels and vehicles of the divine light. And now we call upon Archangel Michael from the south and the blue ray of light. Visualize the silver sword of Archangel Michael, cutting any cords of attachments to people, places, and things, to thoughts, emotions that are not serving your highest good. Release and clear. Feel that releasing effect. Visualize a waterfall. Cleansing your energy centers. Feeling the stillness of the waters, the living waters of the source. We are being reminded that we are the vast ocean. As we let everything flows through us. We are allowing the living water of divine creation to flow through us, to totally surrender, to be a conduit of golden light of Christ. We call upon the goddesses, Goddess Isis, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, Green Tara, White Tara, we call upon Lakshmi, Durga, Sarasvati, we call upon Saint Teresa of Avila, we ask the Ascended Masters, Melchizedek, Lord Jesus, Medicine Buddha, El Moria, Lanto, Paul the Venetian, Lady Nada, Serapis Bay, the Seven Johans of the Seven Rays. We are Shiva, Shakti, Ganesh, Paramahansa Yogananda, Hare Krishna, Babaji, and your spiritual teams and guides, the galactic beings, the Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, Orions, the Zolkins, Andromedans, the Mayans and the Aztecs, Lemurians, and the Atlanteans, to support us in our awakening, in our ascension. To give us inner strength, mastery, for our quantum leap with our incarnated body, anchored with our higher self, to be an instrument of peace, to bring joy, to open our mind and our heart, to receive the divine blessings and grace for the expansion of our soul and the collective. And now, envision yourself in ancient Egypt, where the pyramids are, in front of the Sphinx temple are the gatekeepers. As we ask the gatekeepers to open the divine mysterious door to access our Akashic records, visualize yourself wearing a white robe, a garment of light, holding a crystal skull infused with ancient wisdom, knowledge, and healing. In the temple, we now ask the gatekeepers to open. The temple is open. Envision yourself entering the hall of the Book of Life as we ask permission for our special Kelaina. Thank you. Visualize these ancient sacred writings in the walls, hieroglyphics, surrounded by the masters that we have invoked, waiting for our arrival, our enlightened family members, loved ones, friends, gathered once again at this sacred time, the time of our acceleration, shifting into the highest potential of our incarnation. Look at this hall, and you will find the doors around you, and you can choose a door to enter. As you open this door, you can find a space to sit down as we ask the Lords of Karma to gather around you, to ask for your life review, a glimpse to assist you in becoming a better person and living a conscious life. Visualize your Book of Life in front of you. We now ask the Lords of the Akashic Records to open your Book of Life. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. And feel that strong vibration from the masters. As your records are being revealed to you, feel the energy in your body. Scan where there's some tingling sensation. You could also have some pain or heaviness, lightness, expansion. Some of you can feel your head expanded as we receive the activations of our pineal gland, expanding and integrating your left and right brain like a hologram, and seeing a torsion field of light. Feel that vibration as your energy centers are being purified, detoxed, and activated. Some parts of your brain are being rewired, the neural pathways on how you receive messages. Your inner ears are recalibrated to open and to receive the channels and insights. Visualize yourself like a map of electrical grids. Feel that electrical currents and vibrations rebalancing, reformatting your holographic fields. Anchored into Mother Earth. As we shift into our galactic body, recognizing our higher self, tapping into our capstone, the pyramidal vortex of our existence, with the Elohims, Lord Jesus, and the Overself, this huge expansive being that is now anchored into your body. As we receive these downloads and informations, your light body expanding, we are being given strength to be still in any changes that are going to come, shifting into this template of paradise, knowing that we are always guarded, protected, and supported by the universal force, the archangelic kingdom, the angels. These are the beings that support us at this current timeline. As we reach 2021, the vibrations of freedom, the mastery, the creative master, activating creative master within us. You can visualize your book in front of you as we anchor back into our body. We thank our higher selves, our body, Davis Spirit, the Lords of the Akashic Records, the Masters of Light, and all the beings that we have invoked for assisting us to co-create our highest potential for our highest good of all beings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine Masters. We now ask the Lords of the Akashic Records to close our collective book of life. Visualize your book closing and sealed with the sacred geometrical form of Merkaba, grounding you, your golden light, all the way down to the core of Mother Earth Gaia, feeling that sensation all the way down. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. Visualize your book of life closed.